24 hours after thousands stormed the U.S. Capitol building, there are calls for Donald Trump to be removed from office as an investigation into the catastrophic security breach begins. Yesterday's storming of the Capitol by a violent mob, including white supremacists, conspiracy theorists and other extremists, left four people dead, including a woman shot inside the Capitol building. 68 have been arrested so far, and the FBI is urging the public to come forward with information.
What we witnessed yesterday was not dissent, it was not disorder, it was not protest, it was chaos.
Congress officially certified Joe Biden's election win in the wake of the riot, rejecting attempts by some of Mr. Trump's remaining Republican backers to overturn the results in Arizona and Pennsylvania. The outgoing president has issued a statement promising a smooth transition of power. National Cabinet will meet today to discuss the vaccine rollout, which has been brought forward by a month and will now begin in February. It's hoped about 80,000 people a week will be vaccinated in the early stages, ramping up until about 4 million receive the jab by the end of March. Leaders are also set to make face masks compulsory and domestic and international flights, and toughen rules for passengers to keep out the more infectious UK virus variant.